But if it's not, if it's selfish, slander, bitter, filled with rage and anger, lustful, envious, prideful, or it causes strife, then recognize that and lay it at the foot of the cross and give it to God. Then in your mind, walk away from it. Have you ever done that in your mind? You've done something in your mind? My coach in high school, I was a pole vaulter, he said, when you go to bed at night, I want you to look at yourself running down that runway in perfect form, with a perfect plant, with perfect form going up in the air and shooting up over that bar. He wanted me to know what it was like in my mind first, so that I could go out and do it physically second. In our mind's eye, when we have a thought that comes and it is not a godly thought, we need to physically take that thought in our mind and lay it at the foot of the cross. And then we need to walk away from it in our mind. I wouldn't stop there. I would say, God, give me something better to think on. You know, sometimes when you take something away, you need to fill it up with something else. Well, if you're going to take away a thought that is driving you further from God, then find a thought that will drive you closer to God. Good or bad, the more you entertain a thought, good or bad, the more you entertain a thought, the longer it will stay with you. The longer it will stay with you. But worse than that, if it's a bad thought, it will begin to direct you. It will begin to direct you. So if somebody wrongs you and you get angry with that and you decide to continue to dwell on it, what do you think's going to happen? You're going to become more angry. And that's going to manifest itself in how you feel about yourself or how you feel about others. But then it manifests itself in how you talk to others. You've seen somebody who's been angry come into work and they're stomping around and you're like, what's wrong? Leave me alone! Right? It's manifested itself because it was a thought not that God wanted you to have, but that you were willing to dwell on, that you did not get rid of. What would be the answer to somebody wronging you? What would be the thought that you'd want to hold on to? I forgive you. I choose to forgive you. That's the thought you want to come into your mind. And that's the thought you want to dwell on. I forgive you. And once you've forgiven them, then to remember, I forgave them. I don't need to be angry with them. Does that make sense? All right. If it is a godly thought, then think on it. But if it's not, get rid of it fast. One or the other will stay with you and then begin to direct you. By getting into the habit of taking each and every thought captive, each and every thought captive, you can then learn to dwell on only the godly thoughts. You can learn to get rid of the rest and live with freedom. Live with freedom in your mind. The third action in the battle for the mind comes from James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. And it's this. Read it with me. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Who do you submit to? Who? You don't submit to the devil? You don't submit to the world? You don't submit to ungodly thoughts? No, you submit to God. You submit to the Holy Spirit of God. When you resist the advances or thoughts of the devil, he must do what? What's it say? He must flee from you, right? Resist the devil and he will flee. He must flee. When you come near to God, God will do what? Come near to you, right? Right? That's the taking off the old self, putting on the new. If I'm going to have a thought, I might as well have a godly thought and not a bad thought or an evil thought. When you come near to God, God will come near to you. It's almost like the laws of physics. It's almost like the laws of physics. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Come near to God, God comes near to you. Resist the devil will flee from you. Submit yourself to God, and God will direct your thoughts, direct your paths, will lead you into all righteousness and holiness. Now listen for a second. I was in my mid-20s when I began to learn these verses. And it made all the difference. It made the difference between living a life by my terms, living a life headed in the direction I wanted to go, and living the life that God wanted me to live. Experiencing joy in a way that I had never experienced joy before. Peace. A peace that comes with God. Because I took these verses and I said, well, if God says this is what will happen, I'm going to choose to believe it. I'm going to choose to believe God at His Word. So when a thought came that I knew was not a thought I needed to be thinking, and sometimes these thoughts, as a young man, can captivate your attention and take you down places you don't want to go. Embarrassing places, you're ashamed of yourself. I decided to stand on God's word and take every thought captive. And I began to say, is this thought a godly thought? I had to do it all the time. And guess what? It worked. It worked. You see, I said, God, if you'll keep your word, I will invest in that word. And when you said, if I draw near to you, you will draw near to me, it worked. It worked. When there was a thought that came into my mind and I knew it was not God's way, I resisted that thought. I put it at the foot of the cross. And in my mind, I turned away from it. And guess what? The thought was gone. If the thought came back again, I said, I resist you, devil, in the name of Jesus. That sounds really, really far out, doesn't it? But that's what God wanted me to do. I resist the devil in the name of Jesus, and then I said, you must flee. That thought, that place where I was going to in my mind was no longer there. Because I believed God would do what God said He would do. Don't you want to experience more joy and more peace in your life? Don't you want to experience the joy of not just knowing God, but being in Christ? Don't you want to make a difference in the world? Not just by building a bridge or writing a computer program or being the best whatever that is you can be, but helping people to know Christ, which has eternal consequences. Don't you want to be that person? Because I know there's one who wants you not to be that person. The devil wants you to stay in the old self and not put on the new self. The devil wants you to entertain thoughts that are not godly instead of entertaining the thoughts that would lead you closer to God. The devil would not want you to resist him at all. And frankly, most Christians don't resist the devil because they don't know that they can. Because they don't know this, James chapter 4. Resist the devil and he will. He will flee from you. He must. The Word of God says that's what's got to happen. So what do you think the challenges are for this week? Take captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. Know these scriptures. Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and God will come near to you. Don't you want that? Say amen. Let us pray. God, we are grateful that you provide for us a way that we might live into all truth, that we might experience all joy, that we might have victory in the spiritual realm over that which wants us to experience defeat. So we ask in Jesus' name that as we continue to worship you, that you would remind us that you are the fortress, that you are never failing, and that your word stands true all the time. Let our joy be made complete in you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.